First down, the handoff to Marlon Mack. Huge hole, 50-yard line. He's at the 40, still going, near sideline. He's at the 10, he's at the 5, and he will score. Touchdown, Marlon Mack. Touchdown, INDY. And again, it's picked off. It's Darius Leonard. Leonard with a second INT, and he's streaking down the near sideline. He's at the 40, he's at the 30, he's at the 20. He's going to go. A pick six for the Maniac.
Horseshoe is back, baby. The horseshoe is back.
What's going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to the Bring the Juice Colts podcast. So we just wanted to do this video in light of the AFC divisional round game between the Chiefs and the Browns. We're going to have a couple more videos up coming soon, but here we wanted to talk a little bit. If you guys haven't already seen by the video or the title of the video, you all know what's about to happen here. And trigger warning to all the chronic Frank Reich haters out there. You all will be triggered by this statement. We can't wait to see it in the comments. But look, guys, so the Kansas City Chiefs just pulled off a wild one against Cleveland. Cleveland had one more shot to try and win this game, but could not stop the Kansas City Chiefs on a fourth down and one to win the game. Now, we wanted to talk specifically about the aggressiveness of Andy Reid and the aggressiveness of Frank Reich, and try to understand why there's a double standard, or the hypocrisy, if you want to call it that, of why some people praise Andy Reid for his aggressive play calling and don't do the same for Frank Reich. So let's just kind of talk about it here. Cody, you had a few things to say. Why don't you go ahead and kick it off?
I have a few things to say. And so if there's any of you who are already getting upset, just click off the video. There's no need for you to get upset in this video and try to trash us in the comments. I mean, it's just, what's the point of it? I'll just start by saying that. And I'll start by saying this also. We've been critical of Frank Reich, right? We have called it out when it needs to be called out. We're not, you know, Frank Reich's perfect. No, he's not a perfect play caller by any stretch of the imagination. But in regards to the aggressiveness, so I think of that play you just mentioned with Kansas City, with a backup quarterback on fourth down within Brown's territory, or within your own territory, right? So if you don't pick that up, the Browns can go score and win that game potentially, right? In the it's a crazy play call, in my opinion. And you're throwing it, too, with a backup quarterback. You know, I feel like if you run the ball, you probably have a higher chance analytically of scoring. Well, obviously, we don't care anymore because they picked it up, right? Well, I look at that play call, Frank Reich, you know, in the red zone, fourth down, and the Colts don't pick it up, right? So tell me why that was more dumb of a play call. You know, if people are saying, like, that's just crazy that Frank Reich went for it, you take the points there. Well, look, I look at it like this, Derek. If the Colts don't make it, which they didn't make it, what happens? You pin the Bills within the 5-yard line. They have to drive 90-plus yards to go score. What happens? They go and do that. That's on the defense. That's not on you at all. So, you know, for me, it's kind of like just kind of ridiculous, the double standard. Like you said, it's just like, are you kidding me? Like, the only difference, Derek, I promise you, the only difference, and people are going to disagree with me on this, and that's your opinion, the only difference is the fact that the Colts didn't pick that up. The Colts didn't execute, which is what we've been saying all the time. It's not on Frank Reich to go make that throw a little bit
better. If I had a soundboard right now, I would be hitting the air horn button right now, like, preach it, preach it. Have we not been saying that over the last 2 weeks, that the only reason, the only difference in why Andy Reid gets called unreal, savage, a genius, is because his team actually converted the fourth and one? If the Colts converted on their fourth downs more often, then Frank Reich would be considered an absolute genius. But yet a lot of you just want to trash him just because of that. And that play by Andy Reid was nothing special. It was a simple hitch route for Tyreek Hill to go 2 yards, boom, just out like that. I don't know who was guarding him on that play. Yeah, whoever was guarding on that play needs to lose some money off of that, because dude, like, by the time Tyreek Hill caught the football, there was nobody within 2 yards of him. Like, you have to be on Tyreek Hill. You have to know it's either going to be a run or it's going to be a quick pass. You can't just decide to play off by 3, 4, 5 yards. That's not going to help you. And especially with a guy like Tyreek Hill, who has speed like no other, you know he's going to be able to get right off that route, catch it, and make the first if you give him any kind of room. So, you know, it was bad. It was bad play calling by Cleveland. And, you know, whether Andy Reid saw the coverage and that's why he called it. Because, you know, I mean, on that play, the offensive line got absolutely destroyed. I mean, the defensive line for Cleveland sent the entire offensive line backwards. I mean, they all got destroyed. But again, we've been talking about it all along. The hypocrisy of just some people saying that Frank Reich is not good at calling play calls or he needs to stop being aggressive. Again, it always comes down to the execution. Would we be saying the same thing about Andy Reid right now if they did not get that first down there? Are we saying the same thing? No, we're not.
Right. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous in certain ways. And I understand there are certain things you may not agree with, but like, for me, it's like if you're going to be aggressive, you be aggressive. I'd rather lose being aggressive than being conservative. Quite honestly, I would rather do that because it gives you, in my opinion, you're playing to win, not playing to not lose. You know, and that's the difference, I think, between a Frank Reich type of coach, right? I mean, that's why the Chiefs are going to the AFC Championship game again. It's because, well, one, they're aggressive, and two, they actually convert, right? And that's the reason why. If the Colts would have converted, man, we'd be in the same spot that the Kansas City Chiefs found themselves earlier today. We would be in the divisional round.
And we told ourselves in that game against Buffalo as well, right, that the Colts cannot settle for field goals. That is the killer. It is going to hurt us in that game because we can't score field goals. That Buffalo Bills team is going to score points. We have to get points, and points means touchdowns. Now, at the end of the day, the reason why the Chiefs went for it, they were down Patrick Mahomes. So they knew that if this thing somehow went into overtime or they had no other choice, then something bad was going to probably happen. And second off, you were missing your best cornerback because he was out with a concussion. You knew if you gave the ball back that you were already shorthanded in the secondary now. So Andy Reid said the most logical option here is don't put the offense of the Browns back in it. Let's win it now, and let's not give it in the hands of their offense with 1 minute left with two timeouts to try and do something. So that was a smart move. Again, Frank Reich, being the smart guy that he is, knows that when you're in a hostile environment, when you're undermanned, when you're definitely not as talented as the other team, I guess I could say talented may not be the right word there, because we saw this last week that Indianapolis was certainly just as good, if not better, than the Bills based on what we just saw yesterday against the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, the Bills only scored 17. So, I mean, again, it's just one of those things where we have to stop saying that. Look, if you can kind of make an argument based on what you call on fourth down. I can understand a few of those, but again, we have to stop saying that it's all on Frank Reich because he made a call and we aren't executing. Blame the players, not the coach. You can blame the coach if you want to for a few of the plays where he shouldn't have maybe made that play call, but in that moment in time, that was the right call to make.
Yeah, and like you look at it and it's kind of like, okay, people would say, you settle for points there. You had no assurance that you're going to make a field goal. Blankenship shanked a 30-plus yarder. Like, you just don't know. And you know, at that point in the game, you want to go up more points against the Bills, who you know have one of the best passing offenses in the league. I have no issue with that. And it's kind of funny because hindsight's always 20/20, right? People always know better than the coach after the fact. And I'm kind of sick and tired of people acting like they know better than a coach does. In the middle of a play, you have to make a decision as a coach, and you have to live with it. Frank Reich made a decision. It didn't pay off. You know what? We had plenty of other chances to go and score, right? We had plenty of other chances to win this game. You can't blame that one on Frank Reich when he was being aggressive and wanting to go up by more scores. That's just my opinion, man. People are going to disagree. People are going to get angry. Whatever. I don't really care anymore at this point. Honestly, I've come to this point where these these freaking trolls in our comments.
The, I'm just the like, armchair GMs is what it's is what Balor called us. You know, guys like us and guys like people on social media and stuff. We're the armchair GMs. We all think we know better, and after the fact. But you're right. It's a matter of, you know, in that moment in time, because again, nobody can disagree with this statement that if Frank Reich called that and the team executed every single one of those fourth downs like the Chiefs do it, then we'd be calling Frank Reich a genius, just like Andy Reid. So, right. I mean, you know, it's just how it is, man. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning into this. That was a little bit of our rant there. We kind of felt that was needed to be said, you know, again, controversial, I guess, but you know, yeah. That's what we have to talk about these things. Cause you know, absolutely. Just sometimes I think Colts fans oftentimes are, you know, just not thinking logically when you look at, you know, how this game is played and how, you know, analytically it was the most best decision to make. And, you know, Andy Reid and Coach Reich making the same choices, just one team executed and one team did not. So, yeah,
and Derek, before we wrap it up, man, this is the reason why we created this podcast, right? Why we created this channel is because we want to voice our opinions. We want to voice our thoughts. If you have a differing opinion, that's okay. But we ask that if you do, say it in a respectful way. Don't come at us in the comments, right? Don't be ridiculous and come at us. It's football, first off. It's a game. We do this for enjoyment. We just give our takes, man. And if we see things that we just don't think are right, that's why we have the channel. And obviously, we created, you know, you guys respect our opinion. So we're not just going to go along with what everybody's saying, right? It seems like everybody's piling up on Frank Reich when it's unwarranted, in my opinion. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, exactly. We're going to post our opinions and we are going to, and this is kind of, you know, welcome to the internet. Everybody has an opinion, but this is our opinion.
Exactly. You know, Cody said earlier, you know, we are always on Frank Reich when we feel like he deserves it. But at the same time, we're also not, you know, one of these negative Nancys who find every little fault and just blame it on Frank Reich. So, you know, Coach Reich, we got your back, man, even though sometimes we disagree on a few things you do, but you know, that's just part of showbiz. Yeah. You know, that's how everybody is. So
right.
Thank you and guys for tuning into this. Man. Yeah. What's that? Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, you're objective, all good. Man.
So like we, you know, whatever, we're fans, but also we look at it in like you said, we try to be fair. Like if the coach deserves blame, we give the coach blame, right? If the players deserve blame, we give the players blame. And so like, that's what we want to be about, man. And I know this is like probably the most like outspoken you've seen me probably on this channel, but it drives me insane, man. It really
drives Cody up a wall. You guys drive Cody up a wall. It really does. Y'all should see this man off the air. This guy definitely. Well, if you guys want to see how bad he is, just check his Twitter during game day.
My emotional tweets.
Emotional tweets for sure, man. That's why I don't get on Twitter, because then I have to see Cody rage tweet all the time. That's what you do. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us in this. Again, whether or not you guys agree with our opinion, yeah, it's up to you. But that's just what we had to say. Thank you guys for tuning into this one.